Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A relatively new fungus is spreading in the U.S., but it's resistant to nearly all antifungal drugs, so anyone infected may be on their own.
Candida auris, or C. auris, was first reported in the U.S. in 2016. It can cause mild skin problems to severe bloodstream infections. Symptoms depend on the location of the infection.
People can be colonized by C. auris without any symptoms, which means they're carrying the fungus and spreading it to other people and objects.
This is why screening is important. If there's any doubt the person has it, they should be isolated in a separate room, and those going in and out should wear gowns and masks and wash their hands.
In healthcare facilities, objects like bed rails, doorknobs, and blood pressure cuffs get contaminated, and C. auris can survive long periods of time, allowing it to spread to other people.
The fungus can get inside the body through breathing and feeding tubes, catheters in a vein, and urinary catheters. Victims must rely on their immune systems to clear any infections from this fungus.
C. auris cases have been reported in all but 11 states. In 2023, there were 4,500 reported cases, but that's likely an undercount.
We don't know much about this fungus and how to deal with it. Scientists will need funding to develop a treatment, but many studies are at risk from cuts to federal agencies and universities studying a myriad of diseases. C. auris is just one of them.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.